Diva Kaja, Ishmisha, Joe Ballard, Thoughtful Roy, the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this program, Sounds Irish. On this program, you'll hear all types, styles, and genres of Irish music, traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. All right, let's start with a lovely voice of Anne Breen. Anna's telling us, well, she's far away and she's dreaming of her home way back in Killarney, County Kerry.
Oh, Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And although I'm far away, through lonely eyes, I'll see you, Killarney, in my dreams. Well, I'll take a trip by jaunting car to see the lakes I love. Cathedrals rising gently seem to touch the sky above. And in Kit Carney's cottage, there's a twinkle in each eye as I sip an Irish coffee and the world goes rolling by. Oh, Killarney, I'm wishing I was waterfall. I'll see the milk press cotton like a woven Irish shawl. I'll stand up there in ladies' view, a beauty without age. Compared to this life's history, just no more than a page. Oh, Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And all I'm far away through lonely eyes, I'll see you, Killarney, in my dreams. Oh, Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And although I'm far away through lonely eyes, I'll see you, Killarney, in my dreams. See you, Killarney, in my dreams.
As I say so often on the programme, every time I play that girl, I think she has a beautiful, clear voice. We might even have another track from her before the end of the programme if we get the chance. Friends, I've mentioned it on the programme many, many times about Irish songs, and the majority of Irish songs, well, in my book anyway, are songs of emigration. How people had to leave their homes here in Ireland to go and seek work elsewhere, and particularly after the famine of 1846. Now, I'm going to play for you now a wonderful track from that great singer, Sean O'Shea. I am aware that this may not be everybody's cup of tea, but I just think this man has a lovely voice. And I think we've had Johnny McAvoy's version of this song on the programme before. But take a listen to the lovely voice of Sean O'Shea and a wonderful arrangement of the song. I just point something out here. The song is entitled The Shores of Ameri-Kay. Now, we always called it Ameri-Kay when we came to singing about it because it rhymed with everything. I think I've pointed that out to you before. Take a listen to this. This is a gorgeous song, The Shores of Ameri-Kay, a sad song from Sean O'Shea.
I'll be bidding farewell to the land of my youth and the home that I love so well, and the mountains grand to my own native land. I'll be bidding them all with an aching heart. I will bid them adieu, for tomorrow I'll sail far away o'er the raging foam, for to seek a home on the shores of America. It's not for the love of the cold I am going, and it's not for the love of fame, but that fortune bright might shine over me and bring me a glorious name. No, it's not for love of the gold I am going, or the weary and sorry say, but to seek a home for my own true love on the shores of Ameri-Kay. And when I am bidding my last farewell, the tears like rain will blind. To think of the friends of my own native land and the home I am leaving behind. But if I'm to die in a foreign land and be buried so far, far away, no fond mother's tears will be shed o'er my grave on the shores of Ameri-Kay. No
sad mother's tears will be shed o'er my grave on the shores of Ameri-Kay. And you see how it fits in, because it rhymes with, that was a song by Sean O'Shea on the shores of Ameri-Kay. Whereas if you just said, that was a song by Sean O'Shea on the shores of America, it just doesn't work, does it? Well, not in my book anyway. Now, when I tell you that this next singer, Brendan O'Dowda, is going to sing, regular listeners will say, OK, here's Joe having self-indulgence. Here's, I bet it's Barry James Duff. And you're right, you know.
The Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. A turn to the left at the Bridge of Finlay, and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. 'Tis there I will find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come to my call. The grass it is green around Bally James Duff, and the blue sky is over it all. and tones that are tender and tones that are gruff come whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally Jim's Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. My mother once told me that when I was born, the day that I first saw the light, I looked down the street on that very first morn and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in a huff and start with a sorrowful squall. But I knew I was born in Bally Jim's Duff, and that's why I smiled on them all. The baby's a man now, he's toil-worn and tough, still whispers come over the sea. Oh, come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally Jim's Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me.
I think I've told you the story before, but we're getting new listeners and they will not have heard it, but Percy French, the prolific songwriter, would write songs about anything, very funny songs and very serious and lovely songs. It seems that the County Cavan people wanted him to write a song about County Cavan. He said, OK, but they said there's one specification. You must call it Bally James Duff. Now, to be honest, it mustn't be the easiest thing in the world to write a song with the title Bally James Duff. But didn't he do a great job of it? And that was Brendan O'Dowda and Paddy Riley. And now we come to my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Allen, echoing the thoughts of many an Irish exile, no matter what part of the world you're in, but particularly Australia.
I was dreaming of old Ireland and Killarney's lakes and fells. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shandon bells. When my memory suggested, in a vision bright and clear, all the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour, and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters, and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shandon bells rang out in all Fremantle, and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here. There are lots of lovely lassies dancing on the village green. There are lots of lovely collies, the finest ever seen, where the boys are all called Paddy and the girls called Molly dear. Sure we'd wrap the green flag round them if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour, and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters, and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle, and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here.
And now we move down the west coast of Ireland from Donegal through Sligo to Galway Bay, and here Johnny McAvoy is echoing the thoughts of yet another exile dreaming of home.
It's far away I am today from scenes I'd roamed a boy, and long ago the hour I know I first saw Illinois. But time nor tide nor waters wide could wean my heart away. Forever true it flies to you, my own dear Galway Bay. Oh, grey and bleak by shores and creek the rugged rocks abound, but sweet and green the grass between as grows on Irish ground. Soft friendship, fond, all wealth abound, and a love that lives always. Bless every home beside your foam, my own dear Galway Bay. My youth's blood and hopeful mood and a heart of fire once more. For all the gold the world might hold, I'd never leave your shore. I'd be content with whatever God sent, with neighbors old and grey. And I'd lay my bones neath churchyard stones beside you, Galway Bay. The blessings of a poor old man be with you night and day. The blessings of a lonely man whose heart will soon be clay. It's all of heaven I'll ask of God upon my dying day. My soul to soar forevermore above you, Galway Bay.
The multi-talented minstrel, I call him there, Johnny McAvoy, singing the praises of my own dear Galway Bay, and rightly so. it's country and Irish again, and this time a good exponent of country music, Matt Levy. He wants to have a dance.
I'll always remember the song they were playing the first time we danced, and I knew as we swayed to the music and held to each other, I fell in love with you. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? When we're together, it feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? I'll always remember that magic moment when I held you so close to me, as we moved together, I knew forever you're all I'll ever need. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? When we're together, it feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? When we're together, it feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life?
Country and Irish at its best there, performed there by Matt Levy. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Your feet would be pretty sore, I'd say.
You're listening to the Bubble Boys.
Thank you.
There, friends, you heard the haunting sound of the old Irish song She Moved Through the Fair, played for us by the world's greatest flautist, James Galway. Now for another great example of country and Irish, Logan McCool. This is Where the Cowboy Rides Away. Great country, and they're Irish.
I knew the stakes were high right from the start. When she dealt the cards, I dealt my heart. Now I've just found a game that I can play. This is where the cowboy rides away. And my heart is sinking like the setting sun. Setting on the things I wish I'd done. It's time to say goodbye to yesterday. This is where the cowboy rides away. We've been in and out of love and in between. And now we face the final showdown scene. As the credits roll, sad song starts to play. This is where the cowboy rides away. And my heart is sinking like the setting sun. Setting on the things I wish I'd done. It's time to say goodbye to yesterday. This is where the cowboy rides away. And my heart is sinking like the setting sun. Setting on the things I wish I'd done. The last goodbye's the hardest one to say. This is where the cowboy rides away. And the last goodbye's the hardest. This is where the cowboy rides away.
Logan McCool, a great Irish duo. They did some great albums, country albums, but unfortunately no longer recording. This is Where the Cowboy Rides Away. When I say that our next track will be sung by the Rankin family, regular listeners will know what's coming. This is my favourite Rankin family track. First of all, the Rankin family hailed from Canada, but of Scottish origin. They made some great tracks. And they had some tragedy in their lives as well, but very, very talented. They're going to sing for us their version of Down by the Sally Gardens. Now, the lyrics for this were written as a poem by William Butler Yeats, the very famous Irish poet. Put the words to music, and this is the end result, sung for us by the Rankin family.
Down by the Sally Gardens, my love and I did meet.
Oh, that's magnificent. Wonderful singing, wonderful harmony, and the sound of the Irish Illan pipes there, along with the whistle, and Down by the Sally Gardens from the Rankin family. I want to play for you now a track by a very good friend of mine who, unfortunately, is no longer with us. He's gone to God. Dermot O'Brien, a fine musician, a fine accordion player, a good singer and a very good arranger. He's telling us all what happened on the road to Malin Moor.
On the road to Malin Moor, I could hear the ocean roar, and I heard the skylark sing his happy song. It'd been in the month of June, and the heather was in bloom, when I met a colleen as she tripped along. Her face was fair and handsome, and her hair was neatly tied by the gaily coloured ribbons that she wore. And she stole me half away on that far-off summer day that I met her on the road to Malin Moor. On the road to Malin Moor, where the ocean meets the shore, I met her on the road. Well, I've travelled on Egal, through the glens and mountains tall, and many were the pretty girls I've seen. But there's none that can compare with the colleen I met there, and I knew that of them all she was the queen. Well, I went to see her parents, and I asked them for her hand, and if I could make her mine forevermore. And if you're in Donegal, you'll be welcome if you call to our cottage on the road to Malin Moor. On the road to Malin Moor, where the ocean meets the shore, I met her on the road to Malin Moor.
Well, that was an unusual one from Dermot O'Brien, because we're used to Dermot flying along, fiddling with his fingers on the accordion, going 90 to the dozen. There he was, nice and slow, on the road to Malin Moor.